I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The U.S. has sent crews to assist with rescue and recovery efforts in Turkey after two devastating earthquakes where at least 12,000 people have died.
Secretary Blinken says search and rescue teams in Turkey and assistance through non-governmental organizations in Syria will help post-earthquake. Both nations, according to the secretary, will see a range of equipment and personnel.
Experienced emergency managers, hazardous materials technicians, engineers, logisticians, paramedics, planners, others, along with about 170,000 pounds of specialized tools and equipment.
Collapsed buildings dot the landscape in Turkey, with rescuers requiring silence at times to listen for survivors.
Fox's Kunal Scott. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was in London this afternoon seeking additional support in the form of fighter jets to battle Russian forces.
Zelensky arrived just north of London on a Royal Air Force C-17. He was greeted on the runway by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Later in the day, Zelensky met with King Charles at Buckingham Palace, thanking him for supporting Ukrainian citizens.
Fox is Trey Inks in Kyiv. Zelensky also went to Paris for dinner with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and is expected to join EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. An inmate convicted of killing three teenagers while they slept in their home in the Texas Panhandle more than 25 years ago has been put to death. John Ballantyne had argued his trial was marred by racial bias. He died by lethal injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. NTSB investigators say they have solved the mystery of why no one was found behind the wheel of a Tesla that crashed in Spring, Texas, 2 years ago, killing two men. The agency says the driver moved into the back seat shortly after slamming into the car's front airbag. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Federal investigators are looking into a stash of hundreds of weapons found in a suburban Oklahoma City dumpster late last month.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says it's in the early stage of a probe after a sanitation worker in Midwest City, Oklahoma, found a dumpster outside the International Firearm Corporation filled with 236 guns. But according to an affidavit, the guns were defective, and the gun shop owner did contact the ATF on how to properly destroy them, and were told to make three different cuts so that the firearms would not function or be put back together. Court papers show the rifles found in the dumpster were partially cut and believed to be still functional. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
California voters could decide whether to reinstate voting rights to people in prison on felony convictions under a newly proposed constitutional amendment. Two-thirds of each chamber of the state legislature must vote yes for the bill to just appear on the ballot as a proposition. Voters must then approve it by a simple majority for it to become a constitutional amendment. California currently among 21 states where felons only lose the right to vote while they're incarcerated. The right is automatically reinstated upon release. The IRS may have a new target at the restaurant.
The IRS proposing a new rule, which it says is to improve tip reporting compliance. Americans for Tax Reform charges new IRS agents you were promised would only target the rich. They're coming after waiters' tips now. But as an IRS official explains to Fox Digital, this is not a proposal for the auditing of servers. It's a proposal for comment to welcome further conversation from all interested parties.
Fox's Therese Crowley. The IRS wants reports from employers on annual tip revenue. This comes as an inspector general report found an estimated 30% of employers with tip reporting agreements hadn't reported tips. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.